Did you know you and Drew Barrymore actually have something in common? One thing that I know
I'm shocked. I'm shocked that we have anything in common. What do we have in common?
This is what she said today.
Never, never, never. I will never get married again. And I also believe people should not say the word never. And I will never, with a capital N-E-V-E-R, never get married.
Mm-hmm. Testify!
It's like, I have two options.
Uh-huh.
Cut it. This has not worked. Or be Elizabeth Taylor. Right. And I have too many more to go. And I never want to be entwined with someone like that again, ever.
The pressure of like, oh, well, you were married once. You're going to get married again? You're going to get married again? You know, it's so goofy. I really hate that. Wow, I'm so glad she said that.
Never, never, never.
Yeah, but who is she married to?
Well, one of the people was Tom Green, if you remember.
Exactly. So she was married to Tom Green. That you shouldn't base your whole life on not wanting to get married ever again.
Right, I guess. I think their marriage was pretty short. It was one of those, I think it was less than a year, in fact.
Right.
But she was married to a guy named Jerry Thomas.
Never, never, never.
For 1 year. Then she was with this guy, Will Kopelman, who she's been with. I thought that she was still with him, but I guess I just saw they got divorced in 2016. So, yeah, but she's got two kids.
Not fighting with you on this because I know your feeling.
Never, never, yep. Never.
Thank you, Drew, for voicing my inner voice.
Yeah, but the thing is if you were going to get married, you would marry Joe because Joe's a good guy and he puts up with your crap.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said about that. But I've been saying this for years. People have asked me, they say, you've been with your boyfriend for 10 years. Why don't you get married? And I always say, well, give me
never,
one good reason.
Never, never.
Yeah, that is really what I'm saying. But I always say, give me one good reason. If you can give me one really good reason to marry my boyfriend, I will do it.
Okay, what if he wakes up tomorrow, rolls over, looks at you, it says, I threw up in my mouth.
I saw you did. It's okay. You'll be fine.
I just can't imagine anybody waking up next to you and looking at you and saying, you want to get married today.
I would take his temperature and I would think he had COVID.
Okay. But if he said, we have to get married today or I'm moving out, what do you say?
Well, then I want him to move out because why do his needs supersede mine?
He's pretty much, in your world, the last man on earth.
Yeah. But why would he want to get married? What would be the reason? Like, why would he suddenly want to get married?
If Joe moves out tomorrow, you better go buy a bunch of cats. No guy ever moving back into that apartment. I'm just telling you. So if he says you want to get married, you should say, let's go.
I guess if he said, marry me or I'm leaving you, that would be weird because it's like, wait, I thought you wanted to marry me 2 seconds ago. Now you're leaving? Like, you can't have both those things.
You say never, never, never.
Like, yeah, never, never, never. And you know, luckily I'm with somebody that feels the same way. He's
never,
not interested in getting married.
Never, never. I will never get married again. And I also believe people should not say the word never, and I will never, with a capital N-E-V-E-R, never get married.
Here's the irony. I now want to marry Drew Barrymore.
I want to put that to the test right now. I think she's hot, and I want to test that.
What, if I can marry her?
No, me. Not you.
No, me. Why wouldn't she marry? Look, here's my argument, Drew, in case you're listening. It hasn't worked with men. Maybe you should have married a woman. Maybe that's been the problem the whole time. I volunteer myself to be Drew Barrymore's new wife.
She was married to Tom Green. I'm better than Tom Green. Marry me.
I'm better than Tom Green.
And I will even help you with your career and tell you not to do stupid TV shows and stupid movies. So I can be there for that.
Not me. I will be completely supportive. Whatever you want to do, I'm going to say, I will support you, my love. Whatever you want, I am here for you. Whether it's a good decision or a bad decision, it is your decision to make, and I am going to support whatever decision you make. And that's what women do for each other. We don't necessarily have to have sex, but I won't be upset if you have sex with a man.
So what are you going to do about that? You're going to have to consummate the marriage at some point. You're going to do that?
No, we're going to bring in guys and share them.
That's not really a marriage, though.
you know what? I think I'm offering her the best of both worlds because she gets to still have sex with men, but she gets the stability of being with someone like me who is completely supportive of everything she says and does. We should send this to her.
Okay, I'm dropping the challenge right now. You and me go after Drew and we'll see which one gets it.
If she's smart, she would choose me.
No, she should choose me.
I have a PhD in psychology.
I have a penis.
She can marry me and she could sleep with all the men she wants to. It's the best of both worlds. And she can say to a guy, listen, I'm not going to get serious with you. I got a wife at home.
Okay.
And she'll kick your ass.
All right. Game on. Start now.
Game on.
Drew, me.
Nope,
you just want to marry her so you can get close to that dude from Justified. Because
well,
she knows
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I do want him to be my best friend. That's true.
You want to sleep with him. That's why you want to marry her.
I think Drew Barrymore and I would have a really good connection. I think she would dig me. I think we would be best friends and very good wives. And I would like have dinner ready for her when she comes home if she wants. I would take care of stuff for her. I would be a really good wife.
No, the only reason why you want to marry Drew Barrymore is you can wear the same clothes and the same shoes. You just doubled your
wardrobe. Why is that a bad thing? Why is it a bad thing?
You doubled your wardrobe.
Same size. Yes, exactly. That's not a bad thing. That's a positive. You just put one in my corner. You just gave another point to me.
And Drew, listen up. She's got really, really good shoes. So
I've got very good shoes. Drew, let me just tell you, I used to be best friends with the guy who ran Manolo Blahnik on 54th Street in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I got all the hot shoes as soon as they came in. I got some that are rare that nobody got. My shoe collection will just blow you away.
Drew, I have seen 50 first dates like 435 times.
Stalker.